Welcome to Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis from Mystical, Mount Shasta, California. Mystic Radio is brought to you by Freedom with Joy. If it's Wednesday or Sunday, it's Mystic Radio. Robin and I welcome our listeners from all over the world to call the show today. It's your calls and questions that make our live call-in show so intriguing. So to talk to Robin today, give us a call now, toll-free, 888-298-5569, locally in Seattle, 425-373-5527. Let me give you those numbers again if you want to talk to Robin. Toll-free, 888-298-5569, anywhere in the country, and in Seattle, 425-373-5527.
Hey, everybody. This is Robin Alexis. Bob and I are so honored to be with you during the Sacred Hour of Healing once a week. Thank you for joining us today and for telling your family and friends about Mystic Radio. As many of you know, Mystic Radio is an experience, not an explanation. So remember, our goal is to provide you with self-empowerment to make your own decisions based on your own discernment. I encourage you to never surrender your free will or personal responsibility to me or to anyone else. We all need to be accountable for our own thoughts, words, and deeds. The intention of Mystic Radio has always been to enhance your ability to know, trust, and act upon your own knowing, and it is an honor to help you get into that space. Bob?
If you have a metaphysical question for Robin today, give us a call, toll-free, 888-298-5569, locally in Seattle, 425-373-5527. Call us now. Now, when you call in or if you're on hold, you have one question to ask Robin, so make it a good one, and she can be of service to you in many ways. She can teach you how to get the clarity about the choices you have to make in life, or she can rebalance your energy. Whatever your personal or professional concerns are, Robin is present right now to take your calls for this 1 hour a week. Robin is extremely efficient at getting powerful psychic information for you quickly, live, on the air, on this radio program. Are you ready for your healing experience? Call now, toll-free, 888-298-5569, locally in Seattle, 425-373-5527. Now, if it's busy, call back, and if it's ringing, someone will get on, so don't hang up. We have a great show for you coming up with our courageous callers. Now, callers, please take your phone off speaker and turn off your radio or computer before you get on the call with Robin.
And Bob and I hear that people intend to call into Mystic Radio for their free on-air readings, but keep forgetting. So we do suggest that in order to remember, you set your cell phone alarm on repeat for 12 noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern Time on Wednesdays. And go ahead and put that Mystic Radio call-in number in your phone. Again, the toll-free number is 888-298-5569, and then you'll never forget to listen to or call into Mystic Radio again. Let's get this hour going, Bob.
I'm going to play the gong to open the healing energy for the show today, and then we will get to your questions for Robin. How many gongs?
Three, please.
Clearing, 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 clearing the energy for the show today. And now we're going to get to our callers. And we have got Linda from Illinois calling us, who probably has something she wants from Robin. So, Linda, welcome to Mystic Radio. You're on with Robin Alexis.
Welcome back. Welcome
Thank
back,
you.
Everyone.
How can I serve you?
Well, what was it? Any past life that I need to get cleared up?
Yeah, you seem a little unpresent, let's put it that way. The first thing I'm sensing from you is there's something in you, your energy field, that isn't your own. And I know Bob just played the gong to clear the energy for the show, but let's go ahead and bring the vibration of not only that gong through your system, But also, I was playing a lot of crystal bowls this morning in the stone room here in mm-hmm. Mount Shasta. And let's go ahead and bring that through for you as well. Okay, so you're experiencing what I would call fourth dimensional energy patterns of disruption. And this is a karmic pattern for you that, as in different incarnations, you've chosen to evolve. When you get to a certain stage of your energy development, there's a pattern in here of things jumping into your field. So we are going to bring you into the karmic boardroom. I can see the overlighting diva of your Akashic records coming, and she goes to take the hand of your higher self, and your higher self is going like she's being sort of bratty, but she may have a reason for that, and let's find out why she is doing that. And she says, I won't go unless I know my husband can go with me. So Linda, do you want to ask your husband's higher self if he will come with us on this journey with you? Is that something you're comfortable with?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So let's go to his higher self and see if he's willing to come. And he's saying he's shaking his head no. He says he doesn't like doing that live on the air, but he is supporting you being able to do this. So it's not like he's going to abandon you as you do this. He's there holding energy for you, and he's pretty laid back. He looks like it's a Friday night and he's having a beer or something, so he's really cool with the image that I'm seeing as you now take the hand of the overlighting diva of your Akashic records, and you're entering into your own karmic boardroom. Now, when you go to sit down, you sit down for a minute and then you stand back up again. So you seem to be pretty agitated even in the karmic boardroom, and you're looking around, you're being very vigilant, you're just making sure this is really your karmic boardroom. And I think that's why. There's no problem in being discerning here. And now you're sitting down and you're saying, okay, I'm good to go. And Archangel Michael is bringing in across the table from you a bunch of different aspects of you. So we're not finding that you have like necessarily karma with someone else that would sometimes host in your field when you would experience your own evolutionary process, but rather there are these parts of you that are holding energy. And they're saying to you that yes, they did that on purpose, that they felt it was wise, that they sort of be their own police person inside of you, and that they would, in a sense, arrest these different beings that were entering into your field. And now these different parts of you are talking to your higher self saying, okay, I did that, now what do we do? So let's delegate this. Let's call in the overlords of consequences. And first of all, find out if any of these entities or beings that jumped into your field in any of these lifetimes, this one and others, did you ever have any agreement with them that you would co-host them? And some of them, I'm getting a yes on that. And you're like signing it off, like null and void, like, okay, I did that, I don't want to do that anymore. And boom, you're moving along to the next thing. So now what you're showing me, Linda, is that there are some life forms in here that did not have permission to collaborate with you in any sort of your own soul decisions or evolutionary experiences. And those particular beings, you're like snapping your fingers in there and going, okay, let's get the overlords of consequences in here. Let's get the karmic board in here. Let's straighten these dudes out. And there's a lot of activity in here. And you're just sitting, your higher self is sitting and just bursting out laughing. Like, you know, sometimes you see like a baby Buddha when they're just little babies are laughing and laughing, and they're just, yeah, their chests are going up and down. That's what you look like. You look like you're so in your own authority. You totally wouldn't even go in there without respecting your partner, which I thought was great. And your partner's really cool watching you go through this. And then you get in this room and you're like taking numbers or whatever the expression is, and just really organizing how you want to be as you move through these different states of consciousness that we call dimensions. So now what you're doing is you're standing up, and you're looking at all these different images of you across the table, and you're asking them all to stay, meaning that you're okay that you've created different aspects of yourself that you have assigned or delegated to do different things for you, and you have no intention of shifting this system that you've created for yourself. You're very comfortable with it, and you trust it, and so now you're coming out of the karmic boardroom, and I can see your higher self coming back down through your soul spirit, your spirit, and back into your body. So a nice job. Your husband's laughing. I can see his higher self like toasting you. And he says this really is a time to celebrate Linda, because there was a time when you would have been really intimidated by this sort of thing. And instead, you were like, boom, da-da, boom, you know, like, let's just do this thing and get it organized, and then let's relax and have some fun. So I know I just talked really fast about a lot of different images. What did you experience while I was chatting from my visions as a clairvoyant?
I just was like, yeah, let's, you know, you were, when you were talking about, let's just, you know, get these people who aren't supposed to be here, get them out, and leave what needs. I was just feeling it was just funny, and the way that you described my husband is exactly him.
Wow, that's really neat. I've got God bumps now. Well, nice job, because I think a lot of people listening, sometimes we feel like we can't ascend and be in partnership. And I think you and your husband's energy just showed a lot of people how we can be our authentic selves and in partnership at the same time, respectfully. Thank you for your call, Linda. That was very interesting.
Thank you, Robin.
Thank you, Linda. Take care. Okay. Hey, do you have a metaphysical question for Robin Alexis? And you just heard what she can do. One of the many, many things she can do. So the toll-free number is 888-298-5569. Locally in Seattle, 425-373-5527. Call us now. Get in the queue. Talk to Robin. And we're going to go to Arizona. And we've got Callie with us. Callie, welcome to Mystic Radio. You're on with Robin Alexis.
Hi, Robin. Last week I called in asking about a clearing. I felt like I was under attack. And I just want to let you know that that did work. It felt like something left. And all of a sudden everything was lighter and brighter. And I did some meditation with that. And it made a big difference.
Well,
so I wanted to let you know I did it. Whatever it was is gone.
Well, I'm absolutely thrilled to hear that. And I would like to say that we talked last week about strengthening the aura, and that how if any of us are having these experiences with whatever energy from whatever source that we choose to not have in our field, we want to strengthen our aura. And there's a very specific technique coming through for you, Callie, which you may already know about. Have you ever heard of the author Michelle Small Wright?
Yes.
Okay. So you probably know about her book called MAP, M-A-P, Medical Assistance Program. It's a very particular type of meditation, which, okay, that's what I'm feeling, especially where you're so connected to the earth and overlighting divas and Pan and the nature spirits. And there's so many like fairies and gnomes and wee ones. And, you know, you've got a lot of activity with, you know, extraterrestrials and all sorts of things. One of the things going on in your property, when you start doing these MAP sessions, these particular, meditation protocol, you may want to know that you're opening a portal for very evolved light beings that would be like Pan and the nature spirits from other planets to come to our planet to help this planet as she moves into healing herself as we're moving through these times. You are like an anchor person for a lot of activity that's about to start happening. And I think that's also maybe why you got hit, is because, you know, some of the energies didn't want you to be able to step into this authority. But it's almost like your cosmic agreement agreement, your soul purpose is getting more solidified and defined, and I feel a lot of energy is going to start coming through you and around you and help the earth dramatically. So thank you for calling back into the show, and keep calling back in. We'll just keep helping you out. Anyone who's helping the earth, I'm with you. Thank you.
Thank you, Robin.
If you have a metaphysical question for the mystic Robin Alexis today, the toll-free number is 888-298-5569. Locally in Seattle, 425-373-5527. We will be back after these messages. Give us a call. I know you think about it. Give us a call now, toll-free 888-298-5569, and talk to Robin today. This is Mystic Radio.
Mystic medium and metaphysical mother Robin Alexis is once again inviting you to schedule your personal one-on-one phone sessions with her. Robin offers you her expertise with a psychology background and her acclaimed metaphysical skills. She's a Reiki master and has been in private practice assisting people to figure out their life concerns for over 30 years. Whether you've just heard about her or like thousands of others who've worked with her on Mystic Radio and in personal readings, you know a session with Robin Alexis can change your life. Robin has a profound skill set that includes past life readings and being a medium who speaks with family, friends, and pets who've transitioned. Robin is also an adept medical intuitive whose abilities range from being able to balance your chakras and energy systems to having a special gift of helping mothers to become pregnant when nothing else has worked. Mystic Robin Alexis can assist you to feel the power of your own mind, your own heart, and your own ability to create the life you deserve. Schedule your sessions with Robin now in the Mystic Store at robinalexis.com. That's robinalexis.com or call 530-859-2499. That's 530-859-2499. Call, schedule your appointment, and change your life now.
Would you like to experience a Reiki week with me? This is Robin Alexis, and I am a Reiki master. You can choose to experience 1 hour a day where I send you remote Reiki healing. And during that time, because I'm clairvoyant, I probably will see all kinds of information about what's going on with you. After the session, I will text you and give you all the visions and experiences that I saw that you went through. You can then respond with questions if you choose. So if you would like to experience a Reiki week with Robin, that's me. I would love to experience that with you. Please call Bob at 530-859-2499 and he will get you scheduled. That's Bob at 530-859-2499.
When is the last time that you felt joy-filled and free in your own body, mind, and emotions? That energy of joy in you is what I assist you to reset and restore. I'm Joy Air, and my company is Freedom with Joy. And I sponsor Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis. What is Freedom with Joy? I assist people to get rid of their baggage without having to analyze or relive it. It's just gone, and you get your life back. Joy is an energy, and everything in the world has energy. Our bodies are no exception. When you have emotional baggage from the past, it blocks you from living your full life of love and joy. I'm a certified practitioner of Dr. Bradley Nelson's energy healing modalities, the Emotion Code and the Body Code. This work quite often produces marvelous results and wonderful benefits, so you can be free to live in abundant health, love, and happiness. These tools are not meant to replace any medical treatment, but if your body or mind is feeling heavy instead of joy-filled, let me assist you to relieve your burdens and lighten your spirit. Openings for new clients are filling up, so grab this opportunity to schedule a session with me. Call now to schedule your appointment for a free discovery call. 360-582-6595. That's 360-582-6595. You too could experience freedom with joy.
I am Robin Alexis.
I write books because I am so concerned about what is going on in the world today. I cannot stay idle and do nothing while children are being murdered in their schools and homes. I feel each of us can make a difference by choosing love as the energy behind our everyday decisions. When 51% of an energy goes in one direction, the other 49% has to follow. I've written 3 books, Spirit Lady, The Gift of Robin's Song, Raising Humanity, Why We All Must Remember, and The Book for Everybody, Donkeys, Humans, Butterflies, and Guns. Choose love, and please read my books. You matter more than you realize. Go to Amazon.com and search Robin Alexis to find these books. And thank you so much for choosing love.
Conversation you won't find on the rest of the dial. Alternative Talk 1150.
Welcome back to Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis from Mystical Mount Shasta, California. If it's Wednesday or Sunday, it's Mystic Radio. And on Sunday, we have a repeat at 12 noon. If you missed anything, you can listen to it there. You can listen to our YouTube channel because the show will be up there tonight.
And you can schedule your one-on-one phone session with me or your one-on-one Reiki weeks with me by calling Bob at 530-859-2499. Or you can visit robinalexis.com and book your private sessions in the Mystic store. And while you're at my website, you are invited to listen to the archives of Mystic Radio channel, and you can receive free Reiki healings and discover the tantalizing information in my blogs. I do channel our beloved apostle Mary Magdalene, sometimes Marilyn Monroe, and my mother pops through. So, you know, there's all kinds of cool things going on in there. Bob?
If you have a metaphysical question for Robin Alexis, the toll-free number is 888-298-5569. Locally in Seattle, 425-373-5527. Call us now. Talk to Robin today. I know you think about it, and I know you're thinking about it. I can see all of you thinking about it, or I can feel all of you thinking about it. So give us a call now. Talk to Robin. Toll-free number, 888-298-5569, locally in Seattle, 425-373-5527. We're going to go to Everett, Washington, and we've got Cynthia with us who is looking for some assistance from Robin today. Cynthia, welcome to Mystic Radio. You're on with Robin Alexis.
Thank you, Robin. Thank you for taking my call, and I'm glad you're feeling better.
Thank you.
That's really good to hear your voice. Okay, so my question is, I have applied. I'm losing my job, but I applied for these new jobs, and I'm waiting to hear back now, and I'm getting, like, very stressed out. Like, my energy is just getting so tight, like, I really want the job. And my question is, can you help me balance it or call in some higher spirit guides to help me through this time? Because it's not going to be, like, one quick answer. I think it's going to belabor it now for, like, another 4 weeks or so, and I'm getting very not feeling well and just kind of getting overwhelmed by it.
Yeah, I can definitely see what you're talking about. The first thing we need to do is thank the overlighting diva of your career that had helped you get to the place where you are now. And then it's so funny. I've never seen this before. You have 3 new overlighting divas of your career for the future who are all wanting. They're all like volunteering to be of assistance to you. And I've never seen that. I've only just seen one at a time. So let's see if there's a way they could all maybe collaborate. And so you end up with 3. They're okay with that. Are you okay with that, Cynthia?
Yes. Yes,
okay, so you now have 3 overlighting divas of your career. Now, these, you know, they're an aspect of the angelic world, and I can feel them coming to you right now. Do you have a sense of that at all? Just say yes.
Yeah.
Or no.
Yes, I do.
Okay, yes, so yeah, they're coming right into your heart. I can see their wings. I can feel their wings. It's really cool. Okay, so what they're doing is they're coming right into your heart, and they're going to the threefold flame in your heart. And with their wings, they're just sort of fanning that energy inside of your heart so that you can allow for your own heart energy to be more lit up. Okay, so let's go ahead and just have you kind of ignite that energy. And the goal would be to have those flames burn all the way up in a nice, beautiful rhythm up to your third eye. And let's see if we can get them to do that. And I'm not seeing that happening right away. I feel like you do have some past life, I don't know if I'd call it karma. Yes, the guides are saying call it karma, where in previous incarnations, not this one, previous incarnations, you may have leapt into in a better job or something better in your career, but you might have done it by stepping on other people. And you clearly don't want to do that anymore, that you have a very strong, what I call Arcturan patterning, where you just simply want to go where it's the highest and holiest for you to go and, you know, do the best that you can do. And it's not about like competing or scarcity thinking. It's about being in the evolution of yourself and having that match, that law of attraction match, just come. There you go, right there. Your energy just shifted. Did you feel that also?
Yeah, it felt a little different.
Okay, good. So the electromagnetic energy is getting really nice in the heart area, and the flames are starting to burn up to your third eye, and that means your third eye is of service to your heart, which is how we want our third eyes to be. Because there you go. That's very nice. Now we're going to open that third eye a bit more. You've actually had many, many incarnations where you've been extremely clairvoyant and very psychic. And I can see in some of the past lives, you were commissioned by like kings, say, to use your gift to serve the king, to serve, you know, a certain political outcome. And you choose in this lifetime, you don't want to do it that way. You want your energy to serve love. You want it to serve, again, a higher calling. And there you go, your third eye is starting to open, and there's going to be some pressure coming off the top of your head. This is like almost like a skull cap thing that you put there because you wanted to make sure that A, all of your karma was cleared, that you really did know what you were doing. You're grateful for all these experiences you've had in past lives because it gave you the opportunity to assess how is it that you want to use the gift of breath, the gift of life, the gifts that you have cultivated in this particular lifetime. There you go. That's very good. That energy just opened. I'm going to open you a little bit more to your upper dimensional grids, upper chakras, your oversoul energy. That's beautiful. And let's make sure you're bringing that back down through your body and down through your feet, and it's nice and grounded in the earth. Oh, that's beautiful. And let's open up your joy. Oh, that's very, very nice. Okay, so what I would suggest, do you do things like go get acupuncture or Reiki sessions with anyone?
I haven't recently, but I have before, yeah.
Okay, because I feel like this is a time where you're repatterning yourself. Up to this point in your life, you clearly have honored some karma that you wanted to clear. You wanted to bring in some lessons, and then you wanted to kind of start in this place of realism within yourself. And so if you could go get some, probably acupuncture would, I'm thinking might be best. It will open up your meridians and let you kind of relax into this more expanded energy of yourself. And through that, with the law of attraction and the electromagnetic field, you will be offered probably several different jobs. And then you'll know which one you want because your heart will tell you which one you feel the most comfortable with. So take this time that you have and just, you know, really self-nurture for the nice next like week or two. And then if you haven't heard something about a new job, I would certainly call back into the show so I can see what else is going on there. Okay?
Okay. Thank you so much, Robin.
You're so welcome.
Thank you.
Do you have a metaphysical question for the mystic Robin Alexis? Give us a call now, toll free, 888-298-5569, locally in Seattle, 425-373-5527. This is Mystic Radio. Talk to Robin today. We'll be back after these messages.
Mystic medium and metaphysical mother Robin Alexis is once again inviting you to schedule your personal one-on-one phone sessions with her. Robin offers you her expertise with a psychology background and her acclaimed metaphysical skills. She's a Reiki master and has been in private practice assisting people to figure out their life concerns for over 30 years. Whether you've just heard about her or like thousands of others who've worked with her on Mystic Radio and in personal readings, you know a session with Robin Alexis can change your life. Robin has a profound skill set that includes past life readings and being a medium who speaks with family, friends, and pets who've transitioned. Robin is also an adept medical intuitive whose abilities range from being able to balance your chakras and energy systems to having a special gift of helping mothers to become pregnant when nothing else has worked. Mystic Robin Alexis can assist you to feel the power of your own mind, your own heart, and your own ability to create the life you deserve. Schedule your sessions with Robin now in the Mystic Store at robinalexis.com. That's robinalexis.com or call 530-859-2499. That's 530-859-2499. Call, schedule your appointment, and change your life now.
What is an intuitive life coach? A professional who can help you access your intuition and use intuition to improve your life. Robin Alexis has been assisting people to know, trust, and act upon their own intuitive knowing for over 25 years. She's discovered that getting a past life reading is one of the best ways to connect with your own intuition. Why? Because intuition comes from the soul collective memory of all your past lives, not just what you experienced in one lifetime. Robin Alexis is one of the premier past life readers on the planet today. Set your goal now to let Robin Alexis read your past lives. It will enhance your intuitive knowing. Don't let another year go by that you ignore this gift from within yourself. Call Bob at 530-859-2499. That's 530-859-2499 to schedule or purchase your session in the Mystic Store at robinalexis.com. That's robinalexis.com. If your intuition is nudging you to schedule a past life reading with Robin Alexis, don't wait. Do it now.
When is the last time that you felt joy-filled and free in your own body, mind, and emotions? That energy of joy in you is what I assist you to reset and restore. I'm Joy Air, and my company is Freedom with Joy, and I sponsor Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis. What is Freedom with Joy? I assist people to get rid of their baggage without having to analyze or relive it. It's just gone, and you get your life back. Joy is an energy, and everything in the world has energy. Our bodies are no exception. When you have emotional baggage from the past, it blocks you from living your full life of love and joy. I'm a certified practitioner of Dr. Bradley Nelson's energy healing modalities, the emotion code, and the body code. This work quite often produces marvelous results and wonderful benefits, so you can be free to live in abundant health, love, and happiness. These tools are not meant to replace any medical treatment, but if your body or mind is feeling heavy instead of joy-filled, let me assist you to relieve your burdens and lighten your spirit. Openings for new clients are filling up, so grab this opportunity to schedule a session with me. Call now to schedule your appointment for a free discovery call. 360-582-6595. That's 360-582-6595. You too could experience freedom with joy.
Wanting to get wrapped up in a good book, but just don't have the time to sit down and enjoy reading? Robin Alexis now has her book, Spirit Lady, The Gift of Robin's Song, available as an audiobook. Listen along to Robin's extraordinary experiences that led her to become the metaphysical mother she is today. You can find Robin Alexis's book, Spirit Lady, The Gift of Robin's Song,
on Amazon, Audible, and iTunes.
An alternative to everything else on your radio dial. Alternative Talk 1150.
Welcome back to Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis from Mystical Mount Shasta. If it's Wednesday or Sunday, it's Mystic Radio. And if you have a metaphysical question and you want to talk to Robin today, give us a call now. I know you think about it. Pick up the phone. Call us anywhere in the country. Toll free 888-298-5569, locally in Seattle, 425-373-5527.
And I am back. You can book one-on-one phone sessions with me. You can book a full Reiki week with me. And you can do that by calling Bob at 530-859-2499. And you are also welcome to robinalexis.com. Check out the blogs, the YouTube channel, listen to the archives of the show, and get some free Reiki healing. Bob?
Let's talk about that Reiki week. Our clients that are taking the Reiki week are having incredible results.
It's really quite stunning. It's a mechanism of being able to be of service to people that I created when I lost my voice. And what happens is, for the same price as a one-on-one phone session, you gain access to me for 1 hour a day. I send you Reiki, just you, privately. And you can guide me on what you want me to send the Reiki to, or you can just let it come through organically. At the end of the 1 hour, where I send you the remote Reiki healing or play sound bowls for you or drumming or whatever I'm doing in the privacy of the stone room, after that I send you a text and I give you all the information about what I saw during the experience. So for example, if I saw a past life was being cleared and you got a soul retrieval, then I talk about that in the text, and then people text me back and ask me questions. So it's really quite an experience that you're able to have, and I really enjoy offering them to people.
And it's 1 hour a day, Monday through Friday.
Yes.
So you get 5 hours of Robin sending you Reiki, and then you get
texting
and access to her with questions. So it's very cool, and the clients we have are getting incredible results, and they love this experience. Now, Robin and I also want to thank Joy Air and her company Freedom of Joy for sponsoring Mystic Radio. Robin and I have gone through this process with Freedom with Joy, and we highly recommend it. Freedom of Joy is a process where you can get rid of your old baggage without having to relive it. When you have emotional baggage from the past, it blocks you from living your full life of love and joy. So if you want an incredible experience, call Joy and set up an appointment at 360-582-6595. Let's get... You wanted to talk about something.
Oh, I'm so glad you said that. Cynthia, who called in earlier about, shifting the energy behind our work, our career, our job, there seems to be a huge shift going on that I've noticed in the collective consciousness, where the energy that used to support us having an occupation is shifting, where before a lot of people were just working because of either scarcity thinking or, that it was like they weren't even thinking in terms of how can I, as a soul having a human experience, really bring myself to what I'm doing in the world that is the mechanism that I create income. And I'm noticing that's really, really shifting. There's a lot more angelic support. There's a lot more of humans who are moving into the vibration where we want to, as a collective community, collaborate and communicate in having personal well-being as well as very effective abundance. And so join with Cynthia and her Overlighting Divas and the vibration of Mystic Radio, and let's lift ourselves all up into enjoying our jobs, our careers, our way of to be of service to the world, and expect the unexpected with loads of income and prosperity.
Sounds good to me. Now, if you have a metaphysical question for Robin, give us a call now. Toll free 888-298-5569, locally in Seattle, 425-373-5527. We'll get back to our calls, and we've got Savannah from Maine over there in New England. Savannah, welcome to Mystic Radio. You're on with Robin Alexis.
Hi, thank you.
How can I serve you?
So I have a cat who has allergies, and I've tried, I've had her on regimens with the vet for 6-7 years, and it's just not working, and I was wondering if you could tap into that and see if there's something energetically blocking her from healing.
Yes. What's your cat's name?
Lola.
Lola. Okay, so what I'm sensing with Lola is actually she's looking right at me. That's pretty cool. Lola's very psychic, obviously. She's looking me right in the eyeballs here. And the first thing she showed me is that there are some other cat energies in her field, and actually she's showing me some other life forms that are in her field as well. She's saying that what's going on with her is a thing called the psychic sack, meaning that whether it was this lifetime or another lifetime, she took in information that she never had the opportunity to process, and then she forgot it was there, and then she's just sort of lugging it around with her. And so the first thing we want to do is go ahead and clear her energy that we call the psychic sack, and we are going to do that in the Akashic Records for her, which is pretty interesting. And she actually does need some soul retrievals from previous incarnations. I can see her in some pretty wild fights that she didn't win. And let's go ahead and just keep moving that energy and clear it through, and then get the energies of other spirits out of her field, and then have her vibrating with her own essence in her own body as a sovereign form of life. There we go. I can feel her energy shifting. I'm actually in her paws, and I'm going to move up her legs from being inside her paws, and then I'm going inside of her like torso and abdominal area, and I'm feeling some swelling in there, and she's telling me that's from being allergic to things. And then I'm starting to come up through her mouth and up into her head, coming out her eyes, and then I'm going to turn around with her and kind of look back at herself. Okay, so what she's showing me now is we need to also clear her subtle bodies within her aura. And I don't recall that I've ever done this on an animal before, so this is quite interesting. Let's just take a look at her aura and her subtle bodies. We're going to go into her emotional body within the aura. And okay, so in here we're finding more vibrations that need to be cleared out. So basically what I'm seeing is that she was very open from a whole, like having bleed through memories of a whole bunch of different lifetimes. And if she would have certain exposures to things or vibrations or whatever they were, they would trigger her to respond as if she was kind of having a bleed through memory from a previous incarnation. So there was no way for her to begin to heal herself because she wasn't even present to begin to do that. So once you start to clear all that away, then you have the opportunity to clear the emotional charge on all of these experiences that she's been having. So let's just go right ahead and move into the emotional body, which is very overwhelmed, like the psychic sack energy was very overwhelmed. And I'm just going in here to see what is the best way to assist her. I think it's right to have Bob play the gong very gently here. Just see if that will help lift the vibration. There it goes. That's working. All right. That's much better. Let's keep moving that out. And as Bob's doing that, it's not just moving it out of her emotional body in this lifetime. I'm getting multiple images of her in different lifetimes where she's getting a clearing from multiple lifetimes simultaneously. And then once that happens, I'm beginning to see her have what I would call soul retrievals. And she's coming along quite nicely. But I am going into her brain area. And there's something in the brain that looks overwhelmed also. That's coming through as a pineal gland ish. There we go. That's clearing too. And I'm coming up through the top of her head, going up to her upper dimensional grids and upper chakras. Wow, she's got a lineage of being a star being that's really strong also. So she's so psychic. She had all these things going on from all these different lifetimes, which is like how it is for me. So I really get what she's talking about. And then in addition to that, she's showing me her off-planet kind of ancestral line or soul line as well. So she's also asking for soul retrievals of those energy systems within herself. And she's quite efficient at accessing the information, speaking it in English through me live on the air. And as that's happening, she seems to be calling in different beings from different realms to assist her. So she's adept at, you know, commanding or delegating to others who she deems worthy to assist her. And there we go. I can feel her energy starting to move into a healing vibration as she's bringing her system into the here and now. Oh, that's very nice. Wow, that is very cool. Okay, I'm back in her pause. And she seems like she's moving into her body very, very nicely. And she just kind of blinked at me the way that my cat blinks at me, and I think she's telling me I love you, and she does that, so I think your cat just said that too. So she's motioning to me to stop being in her field, so I'm going to bring my energy back out of every place I was doing this walkabout with her and make sure I don't leave anything in her and she doesn't leave anything in me. And there we go. The energy's clear. That was amazing. So, Lola, wow, what a cool being you have there. What's it like having her as your cat in your existence? What's it like? Is she indoor, outdoor?
Both. She doesn't go out much but in the winter, but she's been going out and she likes to catch things. But she's, I've always felt like she's very intuitive, and you know, she likes to tell all the other cats what to do and when to leave her alone. So it sounded just like her, everything you were saying.
Well, she's brilliant, and I know one other cat on the planet today who is—it isn't one of my cats, but this other cat is also very sophisticated like this, and is definitely tends to be bossy, and it's absolutely hilarious because they do know that they know that they know. And I'll tell you, if you don't respect that they do know, you'll find out you made a mistake. So congratulations on having such a special being, and thank you for calling into the show, and thank you, Lola, for letting me assist you. Namaste.
Thank you so much. I'm so glad you're back.
Thank you.
Thank you. Now, the intention of Mystic Radio has always been to enhance your ability to know, trust, and act upon your own knowing. So I was reading an article a while ago, and this is older people's most common regrets, and one of them is ignoring their instincts. A hunch about a so-called friend, a bad feeling about taking a new job or making a major purchase. Many people regret not trusting their gut or woman's intuition when it comes to important life decisions. Now, intuition is a voice to be trusted. Talk about that for a little. That is basically what our show is about and what we try to portray to people.
Yeah, I do believe that we have a sixth sense, and I don't think it's any more important than the other senses that we have. I actually believe that there's more than six senses, but that's a whole other subject. It's important to balance, you know, listening to all of your senses, the sixth sense, which is the one that each of us may hear slightly differently. Like some people may get, Bob calls it the gong or whatever the other thing was you call
clunk,
it.
A clunk. If it clunks inside, it doesn't, it's not true. If it's a gong inside, your intuition is true.
And I don't get either a gong or a clunk. That's just not my style. But everybody's different on how they hear or know that they know that they know something. For me, I literally feel like a lightening up. And I notice a lot when I ask people live on the air, you know, what do you feel? People will say, oh, I felt a tingling. I feel a little bit lighter. And so there are those of us who may get the sensation like that. Some may have like the hair raised on the back of your neck or even on your forearms, or you know, who knows how it is that you're being guided to know. But I know from experience that listening to your intuition can be life-saving. And so it's so important on a soul level, as an eternal being, to listen to that energy, that soul wisdom, and also to stay strong in our physical bodies. So thank you so much.
Hey, we're going to go to Shelley from Seattle. Shelley, welcome to Mystic Radio. You're on with Robin Alexis.
Hey, thank you so much. It's such a pleasure to be talking to you. Hello, Robin.
Hi.
Hello there. I am... my mother passed away about, oh, just under 2 years ago, and she and my sister about, I'd say about 7 years ago, and we were a trifecta. And I'm just wondering if there is a message. I've been longing to know or to feel them.
Okay. We're getting to the end of the show, so I want to tell you that both of them are with you. I sense your sister and your mom. Your mom is, like, jumping in really strong here. And she's saying that the problem that she and your sister are having is that even though they're on the other side in the invisible realm and they are both with you, they actually can't see each other. So what she's asking for now is, hey, Robin, can you connect the grid here, the energetic ley lines, so that Shelley and her other daughter and her can all connect. There we go. I can feel the energy shifting. Shelley, do you have a sense of that at all in your body?
I just got chills head to toe.
And there you go. So you guys are a trifecta again. And wow, this is so interesting. What is your sister's name?
Dee Dee.
Dee Dee. Hi, Dee Dee. And what's your mom's name?
Ironically, Dee.
D, okay. Well, no wonder they were having a hard time. That's fascinating. Okay, so D, Dee Dee, and Shelley, you guys are getting a kind of, let's call it an up-leveled etheric blueprint of your relationship. They both want to communicate with you like they're still in the same room with you. So you're not going mad if you start hearing your mom say something and then your sister responding to your mother, or you're talking back to them, that this energy system is actually very cohesive with the three of you to continue to express to one another. You do have an overlighting diva of this particular relationship, and it is someone that has been with the three of you in different lifetimes. You've traveled before many, many, many times, which is why you call it the trifecta. Now, in these different incarnations, you've also been able to communicate telepathically, and you've begun to do a lot of different things. So I have to get to the end of the show, but there's a lot here. You could write a book, Shelley. Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Shelley. This is Mystic Radio, and we'll be back after these messages.
Mystic medium and metaphysical mother Robin Alexis is once again inviting you to schedule your personal one-on-one phone sessions with her. Robin offers you her expertise with a psychology background and her acclaimed metaphysical skills. She's a Reiki master and has been in private practice assisting people to figure out their life concerns for over 30 years. Whether you've just heard about her or like thousands of others who've worked with her on Mystic Radio and in personal readings, you know a session with Robin Alexis can change your life. Robin has a profound skill set that includes past life readings and being a medium who speaks with family, friends, and pets who've transitioned. Robin is also an adept medical intuitive whose abilities range from being able to balance your chakras and energy systems to having a special gift of helping mothers to become pregnant when nothing else has worked. Mystic Robin Alexis can assist you to feel the power of your own mind, your own heart, and your own ability to create the life you deserve. Schedule your sessions with Robin now in the Mystic Store at robinalexis.com. That's robinalexis.com, or call 530-859-2499. That's 530-859-2499. Call, schedule your appointment, and change your life now.
Would you like to experience a Reiki week with me? This is Robin Alexis, and I am a Reiki master. You can choose to experience 1 hour a day where I send you remote Reiki healing. And during that time, because I'm clairvoyant, I probably will see all kinds of information about what's going on with you. After the session, I will text you and give you all the visions and experiences that I saw that you went through. You can then respond with questions if you choose. So if you would like to experience a Reiki week with Robin, that's me. I would love to experience that with you. Please call Bob at 530-859-2499 and he will get you scheduled. That's Bob at 530-859-2499.
Seattle, Tacoma, Antwerp? That's right. We're streamed worldwide on our app and on the web at 1150kknw.com.
Welcome back to Mystic Radio. with Robin Alexis from Mystical Mount Shasta, California. If it's Wednesday or Sunday, it's Mystic Radio, and you can hear us a repeat show on Sunday at 12 noon on this station. And to schedule your private one-on-one sessions with Robin, you can call me 530-850-859-2499 or check out the Mystic Store on our website, robinalexis.com, for details. And follow Robin on Facebook at Robin Alexis. Wow, what a great show. Second show back. It's really been something. We once again want to thank Joy Air for and her company Freedom with Joy for sponsoring Mystic Radio. When you have emotional baggage from the past, it blocks you from living your full life of love and joy. Give Joy a call at 360-582-6595. That's 360-582-6595. Thanks to all our wonderful callers today. You make the show what it is. And thanks to Eric back in the studio for flying this bus for us here today at Mystic Radio from Mystical Mount Shasta. We will see you next week right here, Mystic Radio, every Wednesday, 12 noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. And now we are closing this sacred hour of healing with Robin Alexis on Mystic Radio today. And that's it.